Share and Share Alike, starring Michael Robbins and Hugh Paddick. Featuring Elizabeth Morgan and Dennis Bond, with guest appearance this week by Derek Giler.
Jack!
Oh, hello.
Jack, who left a ring round the bath again?
Oh, my God.
What do you think this is?
I have no idea.
It is a tin of scouring powder.
Well, I'm glad you told me, otherwise I might have mistaken it for the talcum powder.
And what do you think this is?
Let me have a look. Well, at first glance, it would appear to be a pair of your old wife runs.
It is a cloth with which to apply the scouring powder.
Well, you learn something every day, don't you?
And another thing, that kitchen floor, you came straight in out of the garden and left footprints right across
it. Oh, no.
Not only that, but I followed them right down the passage and up the stairs.
Well done. Brown owl will be pleased with you.
That's not funny.
Oh, come on, a bit of mud never did any harm.
Oh, it's all very well for you, but who is it that has to get down on their hands and knees and clean it up, eh? Who is it?
Is there a prize for getting the right answer?
That's right, joke about it.
God, plum, it's worse than being married. Don't you ever stop?
It's not much to ask.
Oh, all right, then I suppose I'd better go and do it.
I've already done it. Took me an hour to get the mud out of that non-crushed Wilton.
All right. Here, you remember that programme on telly last night?
Oh, yes. The Life of the Warthog. Reminded me strongly of you. Except it wasn't nearly so muddy.
Look, scrub the warthogs, mate. I'm talking about the programme after that. The Thriller.
Oh, American rubbish. I'm afraid I wasn't paying much attention. I was doing the Times crossword.
Oh, I'm surprised you could even understand the clues. Mm. Anyway, it was very interesting, mate. It was about this bloke who pretended to die. He shoved a dead body into a burning car, having first made his will, leaving everything to his girlfriend. Then, when the dust had died down, they both took off to South America and lived happily ever after.
Mm. Sounds very stimulating.
Anyway, it gave me an idea.
You're going to South America, are you? I'll help you pack.
No.
Well, what are you going to do then? Stick a dead body in a car? Did you have anybody in mind?
Don't push me. If you'll just listen, I will explain. I've been giving a lot of thought to this.
Yes, makes a change from your usual subject.
Yeah, now look. Just supposing one of us was to go missing, presumed dead. The one who was left would inherit all Mum's money, the old 50,000... and then he could pay the other one his share secretly.
You're mad.
I will be if I stay here much longer with you. Now, just think about it.
There's nothing to think about. You watch too much rubbish on that television, filling your head with nonsense.
Look, if you'd only listen. Look, under the terms of Mum's will, we are stuck together for the next 3 years near enough,
you
right?
You don't have to remind me. It's etched in letters of fire across my brain.
Well, all I'm suggesting is a way out.
By having one of us disappear?
Exactly.
But are you sure of your facts?
No. And that is why we're going to see old Brown, our friendly solicitor.
You surely haven't made an appointment to see Brown about this. That would look highly suspicious.
No, of course not. I chatted up his secretary, didn't I? Now, look, apparently, he usually has a few jars in a barrister's arms every evening. I thought we could bump into him sort of accidentally on purpose.
I don't like it. It's underhand.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Well, it's immoral.
Just think, we'll never have to see each other again.
It's worth a try.
Here, there he is, Les, over by the bar.
All right, come on. I'm coming.
Good evening, Mr. Brown.
Oh, hello there.
You remember me?
Well, of course, yes, my word. Out on parole, are you? Seems only yesterday you went in.
No.
Sentences aren't what they used to be, you know. Oh, no. We see, with remission for good behaviour, you can be out before they've had time to put the colour television in your cell.
Jack, stop him. Everybody's looking at us.
Now, I can remember when hard labour really was hard labour. A man would break his back from dawn till dusk in stone quarries, then go back to his cold cell for a bowl of gruel and a crust of bread. If he complained, got a taste of the birch. By the time he came out, he was a broken husk. Ah, yes. Good old days.
Mr. Brown, we are Jack and Leslie Burroughs.
You saw to our mother's will.
Oh, yes. It's all coming back to me now. Yes. How is she?
She's dead.
Oh, dear, I am sorry, yes. The shock of the trial, I suppose.
Blimey, Les, I used to think you were nutty till I met him. Can I buy you a drink, Mr. Brown?
Well, now, I don't usually have more than one, you know, in an evening, but as it's a celebration, I'll have a gin and tonic.
Right.
Large one.
Leslie?
Tomato juice.
Yes, steady, mate. Landlord.
Yes, sir?
One large gin and tonic, one pint of best bitter, and a tomato juice.
Right you are, sir.
Now, as a matter of fact, Mr. Brown, it's a stroke of luck us bumping into you like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see, we've got this friend, and she's got a problem.
Oh. Has she tried Marjorie Proops?
No, it's not that sort of problem, Mr. Brown. You see, her husband has gone off, disappeared.
Funny you should say that, you know. Now, I had a similar case not so very long ago. Now, there was this lady, do you see, and her husband went out one morning to get some cabbage for lunch, and he never came back.
What did she do?
What could she do? She had to have a run of beans instead. Oh, I often tell that one at the inns of court dinners, you know.
Yeah, it was very, very funny.
Goes like a bomb.
Yeah.
Your drink, sir.
Oh, top.
That'll be £1.35, please, sir.
Let's see to it, will you?
What? Oh, very well.
Well, now, here's hoping you manage to stick to the straight and narrow this time, eh? Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Yeah. Now then, to return to this problem our friend has. Yes. Her husband is missing, you see.
Presumed dead.
Yeah, thank you, Les. Thank you. Now, will she come into the money?
Ah, well, provided he's made a will, I see no reason why not, no.
Oh, good. That's all I wanted to, that's all she wanted to know. Well, thank you very much for your help, Mr. Brown.
Not at all.
Yeah, well, I'll say good night then. Come on, let's go out.
Are you off then?
It looks like it. Well, good night, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, well, I feel I should point out, you know, that if the lady... She... Well, oh, dear, they've gone. Funny couple. Can't think what they see in each other.
It is no good, Les. One of us is going to have to die.
Well, it can't be me. I'm in personnel. I'm far too valuable.
Oh, and I'm not, I suppose.
Well, put it this way. My disappearance from the factory would be instantly noticed, whereas in your case it might be several months before anyone realised you hadn't turned up for work.
Thank you, Liz. All right, I'll go. It had better be me anyway, because you'd be bound to make a muck of it. A week after I reported you missing, you'd probably be seen shopping in Sainsbury's. The question now is, how am I going to disappear?
Well, you could leave a pile of clothes on the beach at Brighton. Then it would look as if you'd walked into the sea.
I think you'll find that's already been done. And it didn't work then.
Well, you could pretend to fall out of an aeroplane in midair.
How do you mean pretend to fall out of an aeroplane? You either fall out of it or you don't.
Just a thought. What about getting lost in the desert?
Oh, don't be stupid. I'll go all the way to the Sahara. Cost a fortune. No, it's got to be fairly close.
Well, it's quite a nice stretch of sand at Bournemouth.
Oh. You know, I sometimes despair of you, mate. No, I've got it. The two of us go on a cruise and I'll disappear at sea.
Oh, dear, no. I don't think I'd like that.
No, it's all right. I'm only going to pretend to disappear.
No, it's not you I'm worried about. It's me. I might get seasick.
Yes. Look, we won't go far. Just across the channel.
How do you mean?
Well, we could take a day trip to Dieppe. Yeah, that's it. I can see it all now. I'll get off in France and lie low, then on the way back, you report my disappearance.
Well, how would I do that?
Oh, blimey, use your imagination. Tell them I've fallen overboard.
Ooh. Oh, dear. That would be telling a lie, wouldn't it?
Yes, George Washington, it would. But think of the benefits. It'll be freedom for us both.
Yes, that's true.
Now then, we're going to need another witness.
Why?
Well, because they're not going to take your word alone for it, particularly as you're the one who stands to benefit from my disappearance.
Well, who do you suggest?
Well, what about your secretary, Janice?
Oh, no. I don't think I'd want to spend a whole day on the high seas with Janice. She might get the wrong impression.
Yeah, could be right. Don't want her dragging you off to the forecastle for a bit of slap and tickle at the crucial moment.
Don't be disgusting.
Well, stranger things have happened at sea, you know. I know. Ron.
Ron? You mean that half-wit who works with you in dispatch?
Yeah, he's ideal. Not only is he half-baked, but he's short-sighted and all. You could tell him I've been swallowed by a whale and he'd believe you.
plume de ma tante. La plume de ma tante. La plume de ma tante est dans le jardin.
You all right, Mr. Burroughs?
Yes, 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 Janice, yes. Just brushing up on my French. Rien. Je ne regrette rien. French put a lot of weight on their R's.
I suppose it's all that greasy food they eat.
It's got nothing to do with it. It's the accent, you see. Ma chérie d'amour.
Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Burroughs, go on.
Control yourself, Janice. You're pushing me into the pending tray.
I'm sorry.
I'm just demonstrating my accent.
Yeah, you sounded just like Sacha Distel.
Yes, I suppose I did. His accent's quite good, too.
I wish I was going to France with you.
Ah, yes, well, unfortunately, Jack and I got the last two tickets for the boat.
Oh, what a pity. Hey, are you sure you couldn't squeeze me on board?
I've no intention of squeezing you anywhere.
What? Huh?
See what you mean. No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, dear. Well, why are you and Jack going to France?
Well, we didn't want to go all the way to the Sahara. That's so far as we wanted to go.
I'd go to the ends of the earth with you, Mr. Burroughs.
Would you? Yes. Well, we're going to France. It's not quite as far. And you can get a cheap day return.
Yeah, but why are you and Jack going together? I mean, I thought you and he didn't get on.
Well, he's going there to die.
To die?
Well, tomorrow, actually. He's going to make his getaway. I mean, he's going to get away from it all. Look, Janice, I'm sure you've got some work to do, haven't you?
All right, Mr. Burroughs.
By the way, have you seen my passport? Should be in my personal file.
Oh, yes, here it is. Oh, I say. Oh, it is a lovely picture of you, isn't it?
Well, it's not bad, I suppose, as passport photographs go. Mind you, I did have it taken a few years ago.
Yes. Oh, your hair was much longer then and very curly.
Really? Let me have a look at that.
Here you are.
Just a minute. This is my mother's passport.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You'll find mine underneath.
Oh, yeah, of course, I should have realised. You don't have a moustache.
Thank you, Janice.
Oh, here we are. Yeah, this is yours. Mr. Burroughs, You don't seem to have been anywhere.
No, I know. We got the passports when Mother and I were thinking of going to Iceland, but she got cold feet. Do you think I could have my passport, Janice?
Yes, here we are.
Thank you.
Oh, are you sure I can't come with you?
No, I'm afraid not, Janice.
What a shame. I mean, it'll be so romantic. Oh, I can just see us standing by the ship's rail. Oh, a gentle breeze is tugging at my chiffon scarf. Moonlight trembles on the water. Oh, the orchestra is playing Tales from the Vienna Woods in the background.
It's only the British Rail ferry, you know.
Oh, and then, Mr. Burroughs, then we step ashore and the gentle fragrance of mimosa is wafted to us on the breeze.
Yes. I don't think you get much of that in Dieppe Harbour. More likely to be oil fumes and onions. I'll tell you what, though, Janice.
Yes, Mr. Burroughs.
I can't promise, mind you.
Yes.
Well, I thought I might bring you something back from France.
Oh,
no, only if I have time, of course. Perhaps you'd like some perfume, would you?
Oh, it's very expensive.
Or how about some pottery or lace?
Oh, I don't like to say.
Or a nice silk scarf.
Oh, yes, it's a lovely silk scarf.
All right, then, I'll see if I can bring you one back.
Oh. Thank you, Mr. Burroughs.
If you could just let me have the money now.
Isn't this exciting? I'm ever so glad you asked me to come, Jack.
My pleasure, Ron.
And thank you too, Mr. Burroughs.
Oh, not at all, Ron.
I've never really spoken to you before, have I? I mean, you being so high up in management.
Yes, well, our paths don't cross a great deal.
But here I am, talking to you man to man, just as if you were a normal person.
Oh, yes. Leslie can be almost human at times.
I've never been to sea before.
Really?
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Smell that.
What is it?
It is the smell of freedom, my lad.
Ow.
I don't know why we have to sit out here. Can't we go below?
No, it's too stuffy. Anyway, I want to keep an eye on my luggage.
You haven't? I've got a lot of suitcases, Jack.
Hey? Yeah, well, I thought I might want to buy a few things over there to bring back.
Oh, yeah. I promised my mum I'd bring her back some perfume. Will you help me to choose it?
Oh, well, I'm afraid when we get there, I'm going to have to slip away.
Jack.
It's all right, it's all right. You see, Ron, you and Les will have to go sightseeing without me.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yes, won't it? I can hardly wait.
Yeah, well, don't take me to too many naughty places, though, Les. And I will see you on board for the return trip.
I say,
No, Jack, look who's coming.
Oh, blimey, Miss Brown, what's he doing
He's
here?
He's scuppered us.
Take it easy, Les.
We're sunk, Jack, we're sunk.
Oh, quick, where's the lifeboat?
Oh, so
hello there.
What are we going to do, Jack? We've had it.
Don't panic, just play it by
ear. It's no good. I'm going to have to confess.
Just leave it to me.
Well, hello there again. Yes, I thought it was you.
No, Mr. Brown, what a surprise.
What are you up to then, eh? Slipping out of the country, eh?
He knows, Jack, he knows.
Will you pull yourself together?
Oh, poor fellow, he's gone quite white, hasn't he? Little bit of a touch of the mal de mer, is it?
Yes, that's it. I think it must be.
Yeah, well, just put his head between his knees, yes. He'll be as right as rain, then. That's it, go on.
No, I'm perfectly all right.
Do as he says.
Can I give you a hand, Jack?
Yeah, thanks, Ron, just keep his head down. Well, this is a surprise, Mr. Brown.
Yes, isn't it? I was just taking a turn round the deck when I spotted you and you... Where's he gone?
He's down here.
Yes. I thought so. I thought to myself, I know those two. I never forget a face, you know. Are you off on your holidays, then?
No. As a matter of fact, it's the works outing, isn't it, Les? Isn't it, Les?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, very nice, too. Yes. Look, I should let him up now. He's turning blue.
Up you get, Les. That's it.
Oh, dear. Ooh.
Feeling better now, are
you? Yes, much better.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes, you've got a lovely rosy colour in your cheeks now, haven't you? Never fails, huh? Now, there was something I wanted to tell you. Can't for the life of me think what it was.
By the way, this is a colleague of ours, Ron.
Yes. Hmm? Oh, how do you do, Ron?
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure, Mr. Brown.
You're on the works outing too, are you?
Oh, no, I've just come along with Jack and Les.
Look, Ron, we should be getting in soon. Why don't you go and check the luggage?
But it's all here.
Yep. Well, go and check the gangplank. Make sure they haven't lost it, eh?
Oh, right, I'll go do that. Yeah. The gangplank.
Who is he? The works manager, is it?
No. Actually, he's in training to be in personnel.
That is not funny, Jack.
My word, you're looking much better now. Yes. Is this your first trip to La Belle France?
Pardon? Oh, yes, it is. Is it yours, Mr. Brown?
Oh, no. No, often pop over for the day, you know. Yes, got a cousin over there.
Oh, really?
Yes, has a little church just outside Dieppe. He's a priest, you see.
Oh, not Father Brown.
That's right, yes. Oh. You don't know him, do you?
No, but I've read his books.
Oh, I didn't know he'd written any. Apart from an odd pamphlet on birth control. But I'll tell him. He will be pleased. Yes. Well, I must be on my way. Now, do you enjoy yourselves now? Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Oh, dear, what an experience. I'm sure he suspects.
Of course he doesn't suspect. He doesn't know what time of day it is. Mind you, the way you were carrying on, it's a wonder he didn't think something was up.
Well, it was such a shock.
Look, pull yourself together. We're coming into harbour. Now, you know what you're going to do?
Yes, I'm going to give myself up.
Oh, get a grip on yourself. Blimey, you've got the easy bit. I'm the one that's got to skulk about in Froggy Land.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, now, you and Ron, you get the 10 o'clock ferry back. Yes. When you get to about mid-channel, you shout, "Man overboard," and report me missing. Have you got that?
Yes, I've got that, yes.
Right, I lie low in France. Then when the dust has settled and I'm presumed dead, you inherit the money, we split it up, and Bob's your uncle.
I've never done anything like this before.
Yeah, well, just think of it as one of your dramatic roles in the works drama group. No, on second thoughts, perhaps you'd better not. It's got to be convincing.
Well, this is it then, Jack?
Yes, this is it, Les.
I know we've never been terribly close, but it's strange to think that this is probably the last time we shall see each other.
Well, Try and think of it this way, Liz. You're not so much losing a brother as gaining £25,000.
How true.
Hey, Jack.
Yep, what is it?
It's all right. I found the gangplank. I was just in time. They were just about to chuck it over the side. It's nice to be going back to England, isn't it, Mr. Burroughs?
Yes.
Will we be able to see the White Cliffs of Dover?
I shouldn't think so. It's pitch dark.
How? What a shame.
And apart from that, we're going to New Haven.
Oh, I wonder why we didn't notice him on the way out. I haven't seen Jack yet, have you? He said he'd meet us on board.
Oh, he'll be along shortly, I expect.
It's been very exciting, isn't it? Thank you for showing me around.
Not at all.
I like that cathedral. You want it big?
Yes, lovely building.
And all those art galleries, they were nice too.
What did you particularly like?
Oh, the paintings, I think.
My favourites are the Impressionists.
Yes, I like them. Especially Mike Yarwood.
Oh, dear.
It's a pity we didn't have time to pop into one of those French nightclubs.
Yes, well, time was pressing. I mean, if we'd done that, we wouldn't have had time to see the lace works and the pottery collection.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for helping me to choose that perfume for me mum.
Oh, I'm only too glad to help.
You wouldn't think they'd have a walrus over there as well, would you?
Oh, yes, they're everywhere.
You are sure 4711 is really good? It doesn't sound very French.
It was my mother's favourite.
Oh, well, in that case... Yeah, I wonder where Jack is.
Oh, don't worry, he'll turn up. If I know him, he's probably drinking in the bar.
Yeah, it's funny we haven't seen him, though. Mm. I mean, we must be nearly halfway home by now.
What did you say?
I said we must be nearly half... Yeah, what's the matter? You all right, Mr. Burroughs?
Yes, of course, yes.
You looked ever so funny
it was a sudden lurching of the ship.
I didn't feel anything. I was just thinking how smooth it was.
No, it was the subcutaneous undercurrents. I'm very sensitive to them.
Oh... I didn't have them. I had the omelette.
Well, talk of the devil.
Hey?
Just look who's over there.
Oh, is it?
It's Jack.
Jack? Where?
Right over there, under that lamp by the funnel thing.
Oh, that's funny. He's got plus fours on.
No, not him. No. Look, he's next to that woman with the purple hat.
Oh, blimey, he's bought himself a fur coat.
No. Your eyes are bad, aren't they? Oh, just look at him staggering to and fro.
I still can't see him.
He's over there by the...
Oh, you mean by the...
That's right. Oh, dear, he's rolling drunk.
Should I go and give him a hand?
No. I'll look after him. I'll tell you what, you go and get him some strong black coffee.
Oh, rightio then. I won't be a jiffy. I must get myself some stronger glasses.
Right, Leslie, this is it. Courage. Think of the money. What was it Jack said? Imagine you're playing a part in the works drama group. Yes, that's it. Oh, but what part? All I've ever done is two lines in the Barretts of Wimpole Street and one of them was cut. No, it's got to be done. Come along now, pull yourself together.
Man overboard. I say... Man overboard.
You'll have to shout louder than that. I don't think anyone's heard you.
Oh, thank you.
Just a minute. I thought you'd gone for the coffee.
I've got it. Where's this man then?
Oh, he's overboard. Man overboard.
Oh.
Man overboard.
Oh, whereabouts is he?
Look, there he is in the water. Can't anyone see him?
No, I can't.
I'm not talking to you. Why don't you go away? Oh, he's gone under. Man under. Oh. I mean, man overboard. Oh, my God, I think a shark's got him.
A shark? Oh, let me see. Oh, where? I've spilled the coffee.
Well, go get some more of them.
Oh, all right. Oh, just as it was getting excited.
Oh, the shark's got him. Oh, it's tearing him limb from limb. It's too horrible. Man overboard. Man overboard. Oh, there's blood everywhere. Man overboard. Man overboard.
Let's take it easy.
Jack, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be...
I will explain in a minute. It's all right, everybody. False alarm. Nothing to worry about. Just a false alarm. He's had a bit too much to drink, you know.
Now, look here.
Take it easy, Liz.
Oh, hello, Jack. Are you feeling better? Yeah, I've got you some black coffee.
Oh, thanks, Rom. I think you'd better give it to Leslie. He needs it more than me.
What are you talking about? Why aren't you still in France?
Not in front of Rom, please.
Well, why didn't you tell me earlier you was on the boat?
I was going to. I didn't realise we'd come so far.
Oh, I see. You just let me make an absolute fool of myself.
Well, I thought you gave a very good performance. I almost believed it myself.
Hello there.
Oh, Lord. Brown.
Actually, he is the reason I'm still here.
What do you mean?
Well, I bumped into him when I was in Dieppe, and he told me...
So we meet again, fellow mariners, eh?
Hello, Mr. Brown.
By the way, didn't your brother George tell you?
Jack, it's Jack.
Of course it's Jack, yes. Has he told you?
I think he was just going to.
It's funny that, you know, it's very funny. I knew there was something I had to tell you. It's been worrying me. You know, when you were asking my advice about your friend whose husband had disappeared.
Yes.
Well, now, the lady would inherit... But it could take up to 7 years. Oh, it's a long process.
7 years?
That is why I came back on a boat, Liz. I mean, we've only got 3 years to go anyway.
But why didn't you let me know you were on board?
Well, I was going to Arnie. I met this bird. We were having a few drinks in a bar and...
In a bar? With a woman?
What about it?
You left me out here making an idiot of myself.
Well, I lost track of the time, you know how it is.
You lost track of time.
Look, get a grip on yourself, Leslie. No, I'm sorry about this, Mr. Brown. My brother's having one of his turns.
Oh, another one? Good gracious. Oh, I say, has gone pale. Yeah, sea trouble doesn't agree with everyone.
It's got nothing
to
do with the sea. Has it, Jack?
Leslie, you've got a funny look in your eye.
I should stick your head between your legs again if I were you.
I am not going to stick my head anywhere. But I'll show you what I am going to do.
No, steady, Les, steady. What are you doing? This rail isn't very high, you know. Don't push me like that. You'll let me over.
Come here.
No!
Man overboard. Man overboard. Man definitely overboard.
Man overboard.
Yes.
In this week's Share and Share Alike, written by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles, you heard Michael Robbins as Jack Burrows, Hugh Paddock, Leslie, Elizabeth Morgan, Janice, and Dennis Bond, Ron, with guest appearance by Derek Giler as Mr. Brown. The show was produced by John Dias.